what that music say?
Yes, sir, Amos. That music say good health to all from Rexall.
The Amos and Andy Show, transcribed, written by Joe Connolly and Bob Mosier, featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Corny Anderson, Lillian Randolph, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! How do you do, friends? I'm Freeman Gosden. There is one subject of conversation I always join in, and that's the subject of vitamins. Because when I hear the word vitamins, I just have to interrupt with two words that come right into my mind, Rexall Plenamins. They are the vitamins we have at our house and the ones I always recommend to my friends. So when you think about vitamins, remember Rexall Plenamins. That's P-L-E-N-A-M-I-N-S, Plenamins. Ask for them at any Rexall drugstore. Well, once again, our friend Andy Brown was engaged. But as has happened so many times in the past, the romance stopped short of the altar. Yes, when the girl found out that Andy had no money, no job, and no ambition, romance went out the window. Right now, it's the topic of discussion at the home of George Kingfish Stevens.
Yeah, the gal turned him down right at the altar, Sapphire.
Well, personally, I can't see what any gal would see in Andy Brown in the first place. Can you, Mom?
No, I don't. Ain't nothing but a big, fat, uncouth, uncultured boob.
Well, I don't know Andy's secret with women's neither. I don't know whether he smooches his way up to their level or smooches them down to his level.
What you mean?
Well, I have seen gals go in the tunnel of love, looking at Andy like Red Riding Hood looking at the wolf. And come out the other end, looking at him like Joe DiMaggio looking at Marilyn Monroe. The only thing that works fast in the dark than that boy is a groundhog.
Well, I don't blame any gal for not wanting to marry Andy. He ain't got no job, no ambition, no nothing.
Well, the boy realizes that's always been the stumbling block on his road to romance. So he has decided to change his life and get himself a steady job.
Ha! A steady job. I bet old Workshire ain't even trying.
Oh, of course he's trying. He left his name with all the employment agencies, and every afternoon he's been taking his nap with his head right by the telephone.
Well, the big trouble with Andy Brown, if you ask me, is that he's girl crazy. Always chasing after five or six girls at once. Nothing on his mind but girls, girls, girls.
Yes, he's just like every man. That's what they all got on their mind.
Now, wait a minute, Now, you wait a minute, Mama. All men's ain't like that.
Oh, yes, they is. Yes, they is. Even Sapphire's dear sweet father was that way. Wonderful as he was. Every once in a while, I could tell he was dreaming about a gal.
How could you tell that, Mama? Did he talk in his sleep?
No, he didn't. But a couple of times a month, I'd catch him sleeping with a smile on his face. Smiling at night, and the next morning at breakfast, I'd find ground glass in the milk. Oh.
Yeah, Kingfish, I've been sitting here in the lodge hall reviewing all the chances I had to get married.
Yeah, you missed getting to church more times than a Sunday golfer, didn't you?
You think I ever gonna get married, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, you has chased a lot of gals, but, well, don't wait too much longer, boy. Getting married when you're old man, you know, ain't no good.
It ain't, huh?
No, it's like training for years to win the 100-yard dash. Then finding out you ain't got enough strength to accept the trophy.
Yeah, I've had a lot of chances, all right. You know, I've been figuring it up, and you know in my lifetime I've been engaged 62 times. And 34 of them was to Madam Queen.
Oh, Madam Queen, the love of your life. Tell me, boy, there was a time, Dad, that I thought you was going to get nuptialated up with her. What really done broke that thing up? Give me the lowdown on it, Ed.
Well, all right. I ain't never told this to nobody else, Kingfish, but 3 days before the wedding, I discovered she wasn't all she pretended to be. We were sitting on her sofa in the living room, and it was a hot June night. So I reached over and turned on the electric fan. Next thing I knowed, I was sitting there smooching with a bald-headed old lady.
In other words, her hair was gone with the wind, huh?
Yeah, she screamed, jumped up to grab her toupee, and her whalebone stays let loose. Boy, her waistline spread out like chicken fat on a hot griddle.
Turned out to be bald and bloated, huh?
Yeah. Right then and there, I decided I didn't want no wife that looked like a kangaroo with a butch haircut.
You done pop back in your life on other occasions since then, ain't you, boy?
Oh, yeah, I hears from her once in a while. You know, threatening letters, poison pen postcards, little things like that.
Oh, yeah, the love touch.
That's right.
She never really forgave you, though, for jilting her, did she?
No, and the worst thing she done was back in 1939. She wrote a letter to the FBI saying that I was the brains behind the German-American bun.
Tell me something. Whatever happened to the sour old monster?
Well, last thing I heard, she was back around New York here somewhere, going around with some big shot or something.
Yeah, well, that's one thing about Anna. Gotta hand it to her, she always attracted men. Always had some fellow on the string.
Yeah, I don't know what there was about Madam Queen. She was fat and homely, had a nasty disposition and a personality like an alligator. 6 days out of 7, you knowed what she had was nothing. But somehow, on Saturday night, she had the knack of making you think you had a big week.
Well, my wife, Sapphire, has all them qualities, too, except in 23 years of marriage, I ain't never run into a Saturday night, you see.
Well, I tell you, I was lucky that Madam Queen is out of my life. The only thing I was interested in now is getting a job.
Yeah, well, I trust you was approaching the subject with great caution.
Oh, yeah. I done put an ad in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll read it to you. I got
yeah.
it. Say here, big, strong, alert, and intelligent man looking for employment. Prefer non-walking work, such as desk job or chauffeur. Reason, sore feet. Call Atwater 97598.
Yeah, that's a nice sounding air, Andy. I'd be careful about the chauffeur job, though.
Why, ain't chauffeuring a good job?
Well, most of the time, Andy, but I done applied for a chauffeur's job once, and it turned out to be driving a hearse. I really left that job in a hurry.
You did, huh? How come?
Well, one night on the way up to Woodlawn, somebody started backseat driving on me, boy.
Alert and intelligent man looking for employment. Prefers work as chauffeur. Call Atwater 97598. Honey, I'm only going to be gone a few days. You don't need no chauffeur.
But look, Rocky, I need somebody to drive me around in that big old car, yo. And when I seen this ad, I thought it was a wonderful chance.
You ain't thinking of using this as an excuse to get mixed up with a man while I'm away, are you?
Oh, of course not, honey. You always so jealous.
Well, all right. I'll call this number and arrange an interview with this fella. But I don't want no nonsense. Don't forget, you Rocky riding this gal now.
Rocky, you got to get over this violent jealousy.
I can't help it. You told me about all the boyfriends you had up here in New York years ago.
Oh, but honey, everything's changed since then. That's when I was young and frivolous, and everybody called me Madam Queen.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist speaking to you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have made the word Rexall part of our own store names. We've done that because we recommend and sell the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. One increasingly popular benefit brought to you exclusively by Rexall family druggists is the Ann Delafield Reducing Plan. This famous beauty authority and dietitian can help you lose up to 5 pounds a week and lose where it shows. What's more,
And Delafield's reducing plan is easy. It's fun. You don't starve. You don't count calories. You don't take back-breaking exercise. And there are no drugs. No unbalanced dieting. Instead, you get vitamins to help keep your diet safe. And delicious appetite-reducing wafers for hungry moments between meals. If your extra pounds are not due to an organic cause, ask about the Andelafield reducing plan. Available only at Rexall drugstores.
Fella call and say he coming over here to interview Andy for a job. Man say he'd pay $200 a month. I wish that boy Andy was here. He could, come in.
How do you do? My name is Rock Rodney. I'm looking for a fella here who advertised to take a chauffeur's job.
Oh, yeah, sir, Miss Rodney. The boy ain't here right now, but I, as his business manager, I could handle a deal for him.
Well, I'll tell you what I want.
Yeah.
You see, I'm gonna be out of town, and I got a girlfriend who has a roving eye.
Oh, I see you.
And I don't want to put no temptation in her way, so I want a chauffeur who's unattractive and stupid. In other words, a big, ugly lunkhead with the brains of a moron. Now, what's this fella like?
Well, I think if we brightened him up a bit, he might just fill your requirements.
Well, he sounds just like what I'm looking for. What I want is a real goon.
Oh, he's a real goon, yeah.
Hiya, Kingfish.
Well, come in, Brother Andy. We were just talking about you. This man is the one that answered your ad.
This is the fellow? He looks kind of bright to me.
No. It's just the way the afternoon sun glances off the cuspidor there and gives the boy the look of intelligence. Stand over in the corner, Dan, and let the man get the full benefit of your ugliness. There he is, mister. Ain't he a beautiful mess? Look at that.
Kingfish, what is all this about?
Well, now look, Andy, I'll go explain it to you, and listen. Mr. Rodney here is going away on a trip. He wants a chauffeur that his girlfriend ain't gonna make no play for. The job pay is $200 a month. But unless the fella is really stupid, he ain't gonna get the job. Now, what did you say to that, Mr. Brown? mister, if he ain't your boy, I don't know who is.
Yeah, I guess he'll do. Even my girlfriend wouldn't go for that.
No.
You report to the Acme Garage first thing in the morning.
Yeah, sir.
Another thing. And when you're on the job, in case she speaks to any other man, I want you to keep your eyes open.
I'll be there to take care of that.
Yeah, when I'm on this business trip, I don't want her in the back seat smooching with no stranger.
I'll be there to take care of that.
Yes, I'll have to... Now, what was that?
Displaying his stupidity. Oh, he gonna make you a good chauffeur, Mazo.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't forget, keep your eyes open. If I find out she has anything to do with any other man, when I get through tearing him apart, he's gonna be pushing up daisies in three different states.
Yes, sir. Wow. I'd sure hate to have trouble with that boy.
Yeah, but you better watch yourself, son. This gal friend of his might be a real sweet patootie, you know.
Oh, listen, Kingfish, on this deal, I don't care what she look like. Smooching is out. With that fella ready to tear me apart, I ain't gonna be able to work up enough pucker to whistle God Bless America. Well, this is the department where they say to bring the car. Thanks for riding over with me, Kingfish.
Yeah, well, boy, this sure is a beautiful Cadillac you got you in it.
Oh, yeah, got all the latest features.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, has you met his girlfriend yet?
No. The garage told me that Madame called him and said to bring the car around.
Madame, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, must be one of them high-class old dowitchers.
Yeah. I better check the back seat here, see if everything's in order.
Yeah, open up the door there, let's look in there. Oh, boy, that's fresh looking, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a car. Look what luxury that is.
Yeah, this is one of the, Say, Kingfish, you get a whiff of the perfume in here?
Yeah, she must be an older woman. Smells like Chanel No. 5 with overtones of Sloan's liniment in there.
You know, You know something, Kingfish? There's something awful familiar about that scent. I associate that scent along with the sound of breaking bones and a wild ride in a patrol wagon.
Just your imagination, Andy. Say, there's a woman's pocketbook on the seat.
Yeah, well, hand it to me, Kingfish. I'll hand it to her when she comes down. Make an imprint on her.
Yeah, well, how you like that? When I picked it up, the thing snapped open right in my hand. Yeah, look at that.
Well, now, wait a minute, Kingfish.
Now, listen, Andy. As long as the thing is open, you might as well get a line on who you're working for here.
Look, Kingfish, I wouldn't do a sneaky thing like that. What's in there?
Now, let me see here. False eyelash, a raisin foam, beer can opener. Real old sport, ain't you?
Wait a minute. Here's something. She must collect pictures of animals. She got a picture of a bull moose here in the wallet.
Let me see. No, Andy. That's a driver's license. That's a human being there, ain't it? Them things on her forehead there ain't antlers. Them is warts. Andy, this is definitely a woman.
Now, let me see this thing in the light here.
Look at this.
Holy mackerel, Kingfish. This ain't no human being. This is Madam Queen.
Holy smokes. Madam Queen is Rocky Rodney's girlfriend? And you working for her? Andy, this is murder.
Kingfish, I'm going to get out of here.
Now, wait a minute, Andy. Look what's coming out of the building, dressed to the teeth.
Oh, me, it's Madam Queen. I'd know that nasty waddle any place.
Well, so long.
No, Kingfish, don't leave me. Now, come out. Oh, me, here she comes.
All right, chauffeur. I wants to take a drive up to Connecticut, and then I want... Wait a minute. Who is this here? Why is that no good Andy Brown?
Now, look, Madam Queen, I didn't know it was you I was going to be working for, and don't start hollering. I'm quitting right away.
Quitting? Oh, no, you don't. Andy Brown, I done waited 12 years to get even with you. You gonna stay on this job driving for me and calling me my dom.
No, I ain't taking no orders from you, you old nanny goat. I ain't have nothing to do with you. I finished with you years ago. I wouldn't look at you if you was the last woman in the world.
Well, I wouldn't look at you if you was the last man on earth. I hate and despise you. But you gonna stay on this job so I can get even with you.
Well, I hate and despise you, and I ain't gonna do it.
Listen, Andy Brown, either you drives for me or I'm telling my boyfriend, Rocky, all about what you done to me years ago. Now, what you gonna say about that?
Where to, madame?
Hello, Frank speaking.
Frank, this is Rocky. Calling from Chicago. I want you to do me a favor.
Anything you say, Rocky.
Now, look, I hired a chauffeur to drive the old girl around while I was away. But I got a sneaking suspicion, you know? I got to thinking about the guy, and I don't trust him. I want you to watch the both of them for me.
Watch them, Rocky?
Yeah. Trail them every place they go, you know, and give me a full report when I get back.
Will do. You don't trust this chauffeur, huh?
Well, he seems harmless enough. But he's got the same look in his eye as an Irish setter looking in a butcher shop window.
Now, here is your Rexall Family Druggist.
This time of year, Rexall Family Druggists are constantly being asked, "What have you got for a stopped-up nose?" And believe me, we have an answer, a good answer. Rexall Nasothricin. Nasothricin are double-action nose drops that combine certain ingredients for the relief of congestion with the antibiotic tirothricin. That way, nasothricin not only opens up the nose more quickly and thoroughly, but also inhibits contacted bacteria. We recommend that you read the directions on the package carefully before using. Remember, for a stopped-up nose and all the discomfort that goes with it, try Nasothricin. The great new double-action nose drops. Available now at Rexall Drug Stores everywhere.
Well, I wonder how Andy's making out with his first day on the chauffeur's job. That was something. Him ending up working for Madam Queen, the one woman he really hates. Oh, boy, this is... Well, Algonquin Jack Calhoun.
Oh, Kingfish, I gotta talk to you.
Holy mackerel, I ain't never seen you this upset. What's the matter, Calhoun?
Gee, Fish, I just heard something. And the minute I heard it, I hurried over here. The second I got the news, I scurried over here like a flash. I ain't never heard nothing that worried me like this.
What is it, Calhoun?
Well, it's... Well, how are you like that? Between the hurrying, worrying, and scurrying, I'd have forgotten what I'm excited about.
Now, listen here. Will you please calm down? Slow down now. It must be something important.
Yeah. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. It all come back to me
oh,
now.
Oh, good.
And they're going to get killed.
What do you mean by that, Calhoun?
Well, he done got that job driving for Rock and his girlfriend, and it turned out to be Madam Queen, didn't it?
Yeah, and he also was supposed to keep an eye on her in case she get interested in any other fella.
Yeah, well, that's it. While Andy keeping his eye on Madam Queen, Rock Rodney got a guy keeping his eye on Andy.
Now, slow down here. Where did you hear this, Calhoun?
Down at the pool hall. Some fella named Frankie is out following him right now.
Yeah, well, that don't matter. Andy ain't got no use for Madam Queen. After all these years, and she ain't got no use for Andy.
Yeah, but you know how Andy is around, gal. Man, that boy's a real smooch-moocher.
Oh, no, Calhoun. It couldn't happen. Mm-hmm. That is all over and done with. Mm. It's just a job to Andy. Mm. Anyway, Madam Queen is getting too old for romance.
Well, I hope so, for Andy's sake. But don't forget, Kingfish, many a house is done burned down after the furnace has been banged.
Is this beat all right for you, madame?
It's a lot better, Brown, but don't you try no fancy stuff. You always was a no-good driver.
Yes, madame.
You know, I'll never get that time you took me to that large picnic. You almost killed me with your crazy driving on the way up there.
And I'll never forget that picnic neither. We was going canoeing, and you done stepped off the dock and went right through the bottom of the canoe.
Well, I'll give you credit for one thing. You did dive right in and pull me out.
Yeah, I remember. I done hauled you out on the shore, and you was unconscious. I put my arm around your waist and give you artificial respiration for 20 minutes before I could bring you to.
Well, I got a confession. I was only unconscious for 10 minutes.
Well, then why did you let me keep giving you artificial respiration?
Honey, I know the good thing when I saw it. Brown, why is you slowing down?
Well, I thought that you and me could...
Brown, remember your place. Keep driving.
Yes, madame.
I wonder why I should be interested in a bum like you. I got everything I wants now. Big car and a wonderful boyfriend.
Yes, madame.
And to think I ever had anything to do with you. You never was nothing but a no-good two-timer.
Yes, madame.
And I never will forget that time you went to the hospital for an operation. I hired a nurse for you and paid for all them wonder drugs to make you well. And the next day when I came to the hospital, you was chasing the nurse up and down the halls on my penicillin.
Two more shots and out of quarter, too.
Never should have spoke to you the first time you come in my beauty shop for a manicure.
Yeah, boy, and what a manicure you used to give. You was the cutest Cupid doll that ever clipped a cuticle.
And it was I. And all said and done, I guess you was the chic of all times then.
Yeah.
Brown, what is you slowing down again for?
Well, I thought that like the old days, we could...
Brown, that's all in the past. Keep your mind on your driving.
Yes, madame. Another thing, madame, I noticed there's been a car behind us. You think they could be following us?
Oh, don't be silly. Keep on driving, Brown.
Yeah. Is you ready to go home now, madame?
In a minute, Brown. I wants to sit and watch the sunset. This is the favorite spot where me and Mr. Rodney always park.
Guess I'm ready to go home now. Well, I'll get the car started. What you waiting for?
For you to get off my lap so I can get in the front seat.
Oh, Andy.
Don't you try to lie to me, baby. Frankie Sr.
But, Rocky, I told you it don't mean nothing. We're just old friends.
Huh. I know that sooner or later I'd catch you at something like this.
Rocky, what you gonna do?
I've waited for 5 years for something like this to happen. I'm taking my gun and going over and see this Andy Brown.
Oh, Rocky!
Is you sure we're safe up here, Amos?
Oh, yeah, take it easy, Andy. You are safe up here in your own room.
Oh, me, this is terrible. I didn't know we was being followed.
Yeah, but Andy, why after all these years did you have to make a play for Madam Queen again?
Oh, I don't know, Amos. I guess it's like when you get a taste for olives, it's hard to keep away from the refrigerator.
Well, I tell you, Andy,
Oh, that must be the Kingfish.
Yeah.
He's the only one that knows I was hiding up here. Come in. Hiya, Kingfish. Holy mackerel, it's Rock Rodney.
Hello, Brian.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Rodney, you ought to be careful what
you... Shut up, you!
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Brown, you see this gun?
Now, look, mister, look, I didn't mean nothing with Madam Queen. I ain't never gonna see her again. Honest, I won't.
Never see her again?
Yeah, no.
Brother, you gonna see her plenty.
What you mean?
I've been trying to catch her in a spot like this for a very good reason.
You has?
For 5 years, I've been trying to ditch the old goat. You marrying Madam Queen if I have to hold this gun on you all through the ceremony.
Oh, wow!